we get right for it?
Not at all.
I've had so much fun. Now, this could all be just, you know, post, but I thought I'd try it out here first, right?
Yeah,
first
in case. Yeah.
We can see if there's any validity to it. I got so excited I came off without tissue.
Wow.
You know, that never happened.
Really?
That just never happened.
It's even easier if something like that. Can I
get the markers? Okay, sure. Here she comes. How about these?
Oh, aren't they beautiful?
Beautiful.
Oh, the daffodils just keep on coming.
Yeah, it's middle of March.
Is that early or
late?
Late,
I think, isn't it? Yeah, they're usually February.
Do you have a preference for the orientation?
No.
There are also a few little sweet peas in the garden that have flowered. You know, that intense, intense purple.
Very sweet.
And a cute little bunch of pansies.
It's just going to get better and better and better. So here's where I started off, okay? And that is that one of the things that people struggle with most is that I feel good, I don't feel good. I feel good, I don't feel good. And what we realize is, so we talk about that light room and dark room, right? And the difficulty is that whichever one you're in, that's the whole world, mm-hmm. right? So when you're in the light room, it's wonderful. When you're in the dark room, it's not. And it seems like what we have to do is just wait, mm-hmm. right? If you're in the light room, you're waiting, hoping the dark room doesn't happen. But if you're in the dark room, it's like, well, you're not waiting for the light room because you think the dark room is going to last forever, and that's just the end of it, right? And so what I've been looking at for a long time is a way to talk about it's just the energy, right? It's just the energy. And what people know when they start practicing is, even though it's unbelievable in the sense that almost nobody can accept it, nothing changes in those two states. Mm-hmm. And people, after they've been practicing for a while, will say things like, you know, I know nothing is really different, but. Because mm-hmm. you look out and mm-hmm. your life is the same. You've got the same work, you got the same relationship, you got the same finances, you got the same everything. But on this day, it's fine, there's no problem. And on this day, it's all problem. Mm-hmm. Right? Is this true for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. And so, if we, I mean that, so that's it. Okay? That is the bottom line answer to the whole thing. And we all know it because we practice consistently and consciously various aspects of it. So one of the aspects of it is that we talk about how we leave where we want to be in order to seek what we're told we don't have, but it's actually available where we just were. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact that we are experiencing that causes the conversation of, you don't have that, you need to go find that. Mm-hmm. True? Okay. So,
I'm not sure what causes the conversation,
but the fact that you're there. So the way it plays out in all, it's constantly playing out, okay? So you have an experience of feeling really peaceful. Mm-hmm. And the conversation comes in about how you would like to be peaceful. So that touching into peaceful happens so quickly. So when we talk about life is always unfolding, and then conditioning comes in just later with the opposite. So in that case, you're feeling good, and there's not a conscious awareness of feeling good in this one. Okay? You're feeling good, and because you're not paying attention, the conversation starts about perhaps how you wish you could feel good more often. Okay, so that first one just went right by. And now the conversation is, I wish I could feel good more of the time. So now, then, the significant piece, you have to figure out how to do that. Right? And so what we do is to look to conditioned mind. So we look outside in this one, so feeling good or feeling peaceful or whatever it is. We look outside for the solution, because you just realized that you want this thing that you don't have, but you do, which is what triggered you to want it in the first place. Okay? And then you look outside for that and figure out how you can get it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when we're in the not good energy, the not good energy is there, we do the same process of looking outside for what's wrong that's causing me to have this experience. And what we do is look to conditioned mind, which is going to give you a conditioned mind karmic reason for why you're having the experience that you're having, and then you have to figure out what to do about it. Isn't that good? You all know all this, right?
Well, as you're saying it, I'm going right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have said that, but yes.
Well, I couldn't have either until today.
Yeah.
Not in that boom, 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 boom way.
Yep.
That's the one thing leads to another. So, what that means is what we've been saying all along. Okay? The energy is what we are. It's not like the energy isn't there when we're in the not happy place. The energy is there. We're just not attending to it. We're attending to the story that is keeping us in not happy. Now, it may be a story, or it may just be a series of connections of okay? And so there, you know the story. Oh God, this is hard. I mean, why really? You know, nothing ever changes. It's never gonna, right? And none of that needs to be said, because you just know that that's true. And that's where the energy is going. But the energy that we're seeking is always there. And we know that because as soon as we turn our attention to it, there it is. Hence the resistance to recording and listening. Because it is that simple. As soon as you bring attention back to it, there's all the energy you ever wanted or could possibly need. Right? And it's available. It's always there. But the spiritual magic of this is, some of you, this will be more familiar, free will. You have to choose it. You have to want it. It's always there. You can have it in any moment that you choose it. If you don't choose it, it will never be available. No matter what you figure out, no matter what you do, no matter how you twist yourself into trying to be a better person, it will never, ever be available. Except in that sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes yes, sometimes no. That reinforces the whole karmic orientation.
Say more about that. Sometimes yes, I'm choosing it, and sometimes
no. The person who goes through life never understanding why, sometimes it's really easy.
Oh. Okay.
Sometimes I feel really good and optimistic, and then I don't.
Yeah.
And believe it every single time. Even the person who knows nothing has changed still goes through the, okay, why am I feeling this way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because he, because she, because they, because that. And we just go to whatever our karmic system believes about why I feel the way I feel. And of course, once that happens, then we believe it. Because it's true. It's obvious. Right? That's happening. I feel this way. What could be more obvious than that? Does it hang together? Can we put it on the board? We got to go through the steps, huh?
I was just about to say, how do we...
Well, we have two sides, right? The energy is good. And does everybody have that experience?
Okay.
But you know nothing's going on,
okay.
Right? But you just feel great.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why do you feel great? Well, if somebody said, why do you feel great? You'd have an answer. Well, if the weather is beautiful and we've had so much rain and spring is gorgeous, is that why you feel great? No, that's not why you feel great. But those are the, or you can say, well, because the government is finally on track. Or you could say, this is the energy is good, right? So you're the person, the energy is good, and that's what you're going to come up with, okay? And believe it.
Yeah.
Right. Believe it wholeheartedly. That's the reason I'm feeling this way. So, the energy is good. You got the energy is good, the energy is not good. And by not good, I just mean when we look, what we get is,
Well, it could also be really not good, like in the throes of misery too, right?
Well, it's all the same thing. I'm trying to isolate the energy from the content.
Okay.
So there are sometimes when if you just stop and nothing is going on, nothing, you're just standing there. You know, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got energy, you've got enthusiasm, you know, mm-hmm. you want to get up there and participate, do stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And which again is leaving the energy to go into who I am and what I'm going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is just the energy, how the energy that animates is animating the human form that we know of, that we experience. In the same way that there's the not good is the morning that you wake up and it's,
mm-hmm.
how am I going to get out of bed?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just, people know. Mm-hmm. Now, by that, you've already gone into a story. Right? But it's just what you feel of the energy in your body.
It feels like that when you describe waking up in the morning, that there is no energy.
Yes. So we can say not good or missing.
Okay.
So, but probably if you would experience it as not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just... Well, yeah,
there's
a different
variety.
Loss and lack.
Yeah, there's different varieties of not good, lack, you know, pain, whatever.
Yes.
It's all pointing to that.
Yes, yeah. Cameron, did you ask?
Well, I was just wondering if a synonym for good and not good would be present and not present.
Well, down the road. That's down the road.
Okay, we're not there yet.
Yeah, because yes, you're right. Very often, we will probably have more of a feeling of center when the energy is good. Now, whether we are or not, you'll just have to watch and see. But certainly, if we're in the not good, we're more than likely identified immediately with the story.
Mm-hmm. And it's not present because you're in the story in your head. Yeah.
Right.
Also, it seems like what we're talking about is confusing feelings with energy.
Yes, yes, exactly so, because the feeling comes after,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, and the energy, and the reason that I we're going to get back to this and then explore it, is that we can see the energy change and the change in the feelings as we bring attention to present. Is that all?
I can see the energy change.
Well, so you wake up in that room, okay, and you pick up your recorder, and you start listening to a recording about how great your life is, and you can feel the energy in your body change. And what changes with it is how you're seeing things and what you would say about it and how you would describe it.
So, for example, if something sad happened and you believe the feelings, then that can actually lead to feeling sapped of energy, where it's also possible to feel really sad with all your energy.
Yes, exactly so.
Yeah.
That is exactly so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why what we get to is the energy is always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the energy can be used to enjoy, in quotes, any life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where are we going now?
You know, what occurs to me is I had a real live example of this just last night, and I wonder if it would be helpful to walk through the steps so that we could get the language on.
Yes, and I think we have to go through them one at a time.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to do either one of them first, but while they're very similar, they're not exactly parallel, at least as I've seen them so far.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to do the energy is good?
Okay.
Okay, so what happens when the energy is good?
That's optimistic.
Conversation in the head is really upbeat, right? Feel great. Possibilities.
Anything
possible.
Just lots of energy. Oh, you got lots of energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And often activity.
Mm-hmm.
Excitement, enthusiasm.
You feel very kind toward people, or you just
expansive.
You just learn.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. Way back in, we used to do Not What But How workshops. That was one of the first experiences that was kind of one of those for people, is the what happens in your body when you're centered and what happens in your body when you're identified.
Mm-hmm.
Or positive, what people would think was positive emotions and negative emotions. And they would go, woo, and it's
very clear.
Okay, and so now with this, when you're in that state, there is a conversation in conditioned mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of conversation is this?
Well, and
it could be, well, this is good. You know, this is great. How are we going to keep this going?
I love this. And this is fabulous.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
I'm so grateful.
And also, as I mentioned earlier, a tendency to feel positive about other people.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, expansive, and the world is it's hopeful,
mm-hmm.
right? It's all going to, yeah.
I'm going to get a lot.
I'm going to get a lot done today, right? Yes.
Ooh, that's a good setup.
Things are working. Things are cooking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because depending on your belief system, it could be, I'm doing it right.
Uh-huh.
Everything's lining up. I'm a good, right person.
In fact, apparently, that is a huge belief system for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That God is on my side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleasing God, and now the sea is parted, and everything is going to process.
I'm blessed,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got the answer.
Mm-hmm. I've arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's not a lot of, looking outward, is there?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you really, there's not quite the same tendency to look for why is this happening.
Hmm.
Not why it's happening, but there is a sense to me of it validating.
It validates, and you could, again, if somebody asked you, why, what's up with you, you would come up with answers for that. But you're not looking outside to say, well, it's because he
right.
or she, well, it's because they.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Kind of doesn't tend to be there. It's really kind of about me at this point. And is this true?
Yeah.
I want to put that on you.
It is true. Yeah.
I want to add, we've got enthusiastic, excited, expansive, and there are lots of good, but I also want to say that calm or just peaceful.
Yeah, equanimity. There's a sense of equanimity.
Sense of that in there, too.
Yeah. God is in heaven and all in right.
Yeah.
Confident.
Confident. Jim.
There's also an element I'm in control.
Yes. Yes, a feeling of control, which is that part of that validation. Mm-hmm. You know, God's, you know, you finally got God's ear and,
Yeah.
Sometimes I think my own experience is I do look out and look out for why. I mean, when you say people will say, well, why are you feeling that way? I would have an answer that would be about, well, things have lined up. It's a beautiful day. Whatever. So sometimes there is a looking for the reason.
Yes. Although I don't know, we'll look at that because I suspect that happens if somebody asks you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're just on your own, there isn't a need to find out why this is happening.
Well, you don't want it to end.
Yeah,
so you're not looking for.
It's more. Yeah. It's more like.
Don't want to tempt the
devil.
Yeah.
I also noticed. With the good and looking for a practice reason, like something that's shifted or something that's been let go of or
something you've done right.
Yeah.
With a practice. It's kind of a reward. It almost feels like a reward.
Yeah. Like something I've seen, something I've let go of, something I've, but it's mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's working now. That's that. Okay. All right. It's coming together.
The plateau.
Yeah.
Which is back to that control thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And so is there any? Well, this is kind of a side note, but it's interesting. So we're feeling good. It's just kind of all about me, and I'm not looking because that person did this kind thing for me. But when things are not going well.
Well, when we get over there, it's going to be a different story.
Well, this says a lot about relations. I mean, if you think the impact of that on relationships, so I'm not attributing to other people feeling good, but when I'm not feeling good, I'm attributing it to other
people. It's their fault. Yeah.
So this is the part then when we aren't paying attention, so ego is forming.
Well, now we can just go over the other side.
Okay.
Because I would really like for us to see at first the difference the energy. Okay, because my whole premise, and kind of the whole place, point of where practice is right now, is we have the ability to turn the attention to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
The energy.
This just reminded me of how somebody used to say that word to us.
Energy.
Energy.
Energy. Yeah. And so, because that's, you know, that's what the Buddha taught. We just have this way of doing it now.
So it just came to me was that the difference between that understanding of it's good and the notion of when 5% of us gets behind something, 99% of the universe, because in energy terms, all that means is we're calibrating
exactly
to the
right.
energy of the universe. We're getting in alignment. It's
that's
not
exactly
about
right.
cause and effect.
Yes.
It's just getting in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's so different.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And so powerful.
Mm.
Whereas the other side, where we're not calibrating to the energy, or we're calibrating to the energy that conditioning is bringing, doesn't feel powerful at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so you wake up in the morning and the energy is not good, is not there, and what happens?
Look for God.
Didn't get in
conversation.
Reasons
the first, yeah.
You're looking for reasons? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what's wrong?
Yeah.
But what did I do wrong?
Question. Now, And so that's an interesting one. To me, those are not the same, because I never go to what did I do wrong. I think the ones in the room would be saying, yes, that's what I do, and the eighth would not. So what's wrong? Yes, but not an immediate idea that I've done something wrong. So it's not but if it's what did I do wrong, then perhaps there's an element of guilt in that, or I don't know. What?
I've just glimpsed a different universe where some people don't graduate.
Yeah.
Well,
to me, it's control. If I did something wrong, then I have control and I get
it. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You can find it.
Yes.
This may be a nightmare, but it's like, oh no, what's waiting for me?
Uh-huh.
I guess it's a version of what did I do wrong.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
So guilt and punishment are a part of that. Yeah.
It's bringing up that there's an element of finding something to blame.
Blame.
Mm-hmm.
Is something over there? Yeah.
Some kind of like victimization.
Yeah. Yes, victim. Uh-huh.
Something's happening to me.
Something's happening to me. Right. This is all about me now.
Yeah, of course.
And another one. It's all about me in a very, very different way, isn't it? In this one, there's almost no me involved. Unless somebody brings attention to you, right? But if the conversation is about, what did I do right? Right. I don't have that one either. That's really interesting.
This girl is almost.
I missed that.
She was fairly self-absorbed. So.
And yeah. Has another one. Okay.
I thought of that despair. Despairing.
Uh-huh. And a hopelessness?
Yes, it really is closely tied with victim. Like,
Is it a failure?
No. It's like, what's to become of me, you know, kind of thing. Or like the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, you know, that's what comes to mind. It's just so, like, the world is in the toilet and I'm in the toilet. Yes, and I've been cast out and I'm...
Yeah.
This is a two version here.
Yeah. What was me? I know I'm relating to all this.
And also for me, it's like I'm never gonna. I'm not gonna be able to do all those things I have to do. It's just too much.
It's too much. Yeah, because I don't have the strength.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't have the oomph to do it.
That kind of the overwhelm kind of feeling.
Overwhelm.
Yeah.
So
I'll
end. Failure.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. And the interesting thing about this is, now consider this from a karmic perspective, when this is a cycle. So for some people it would be, you know, every 24 hours. Mm-hmm. For some people it's every few days or weeks or even months. But it comes around. And there's the message. Right? This is happening to me. I've done something wrong. I'm a failure. I'm never going to get it right. It's overwhelming. I've got all this stuff. I'm never going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you wake up into that energy, it's the same story.
Nothing different about your life. That's the what we were talking about earlier.
That's right. Nothing has changed.
But you're such a different reality, and yet it's all the same.
That's
situation.
Right. You've got the same finances, the same job, the same
blanket.
Exactly.
And what a perspective on life. Those two are just so different.
Night and day. Yeah. And with this one, there's a big looking to conditioned mind to provide the answer.
Yeah.
Right? And so so when we do that, it's an extra element, isn't it? Looking to conditioned mind to provide the answer, looking outside for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you get that.
And it seems like even before that, it's really looking to, that's all true, all that first part.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's just true.
Just pulling.
That, yes, that's real.
All this evidence.
Yeah, that's real.
The hands are in the cause.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, when we look to outside for the cause, what we're seeing is the karma that's driving this. That's what we're seeing. And we're projecting that outward onto the world. And because there isn't any out there, it's all happening in conditioned mind, which is what makes it real.
Yeah.
And so if
Jim was right with the other pen noodle.
Exactly. Of course, we would read it, but
then kind of with a left person. So yeah, that explains sort of what we all started talking about.
I know.
Look how we see the karma that is being projected from the system.
Yes.
Which would make it real.
Which causes us to believe it.
Evidence.
There's evidence. You can see it out there. Mm-hmm.
And just imagine the movie projector. Mm. And we don't see it projecting. We're just watching the movie.
That's exactly it. And the piece, just to follow up on that, that we do not do. So if you have a movie projector, we use that image. On this side is the projected image. On this side is the light.
Yeah. Shane was just talking about.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that little devil. yeah. So when we turn around and look at the light, uh-huh, all of that picture goes away.
Mm-hmm. This is the way it can feel, too, that there's more bad than good.
Oh, when you're in this, there is no good.
Yeah, yeah. And then this list is shorter than the other list, and that's kind of what it feels like when you're over there.
Absolutely. Because over here, there's very little to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, over here, yeah.
Over here,
lot.
Go on forever. Yeah. Go on forever with the same exact story that always feels real and new, because there was whatever period of that, present, light, in between.
Yeah, so say more about that.
What happens with this is that there is a gap in this.
And when you say this, just...
thank you, John. for the missing, negative, the darkroom side of it. There's been a gap there. Somewhere in there, that fell away, if only for a moment. Yeah. And there was a different experience. Mm-hmm. So when it comes back again, when we're in that place again, it feels simultaneously brand new, mm-hmm, and forever.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things. An interaction you had on the Tuesday night radio show and then one on the morning radio show that seemed related, that someone called in and said, I'm calling in because conditioning doesn't want me to call in.
Oh, thank you, Jen. I love that moment, yes.
And that, what I'm seeing is that, because I'm looking at how these are also can be sides of duality. But in the way you're describing it, I feel like what we're saying is this isn't the other side of
reality. No, it's not the other side.
And so the reason I thought of that interaction is that I think that is one of the fundamental misunderstandings that happens. And it goes with something that was huge. One thing you said tonight, you have to want it, which I think is related here. And you said to someone on the Tuesday night radio show that you talk about when they're suffering, but you know, not that bad, whatever, but we're in a constant conversation, that's the maintenance system for the egocentric karma conditioning self-hate. So
I just want to go back and underline the first one that you said, in case anybody missed it, and for the record.
Yeah. And I'm going to move it back in.
Okay, good. So I'm only talking because conditioning is telling me not to. And what she had missed, which is the universal aspect, mm-hmm. is the impulse to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is exactly, so the energy is there, life unfolds, right behind it, comes this, the karmic story, and then that's what people are trained to talk about.
And that's the main system.
That's the main system. Mm-hmm.
So what happens here, I've really understand this the last, even just 24, 48 hours, that this is this goes on constantly, 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 because it can't have any gaps, because in every gap, the whole universe is apparent to us.
Right?
Yes. So then in that gap comes in that gratitude, that well-being, all of that. And what it seems like, in order to keep us in the thing, immediately a conversation begins about that, which I project is what people are talking about, like, oh, I'm the right person, and the reason for this, and oh, I hope
which takes that experience out of that, even though it seems positive, and puts us right back over here.
Exactly, but that's the I like this that gets us onto the it program, so that we won't see that we're just funneled right back into that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I really like this. This is great. It's such a segue into and then why did that happen?
Right, and can you see how much they do like you, and how well this is going, and then just watching for the
No, they don't.
How it goes. That's how it takes that good side and makes it into the other part of the duality of that side.
Yes.
So it sucks it over into that side. Just really quickly by making it the opposite rather than something different.
Right, than an umbrella. If we look at the what we're calling good energy,
mm-hmm.
that's the energy that's always there available
it
to
exists.
Us.
It exists, that's what exists.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it gets divided into the little energies.
Good.
So this is the dualistic small energy. I feel great, this is fabulous. And the dualistic distinct side.
And we can go back and forth in the little dualistic forever and never be liberated into what really exists if we stay.
What we get to is what Penny was saying. You can be profoundly sad.
Yeah.
And if you're in the energy, if you're staying with the energy, then you're simply having that experience. You're not often a story about it.
Right, right. And it can be beautiful.
Yes.
It can be love.
Oh, yeah. And it for a lot of people, it is the experience that solidifies their commitment to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just with a loved one who died,
mm-hmm.
and it was a beautiful, heart-opening, loving experience, and that so doesn't go.
That does not fit with the duality.
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot be joyful in that situation. You're sick. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. And yet that is the experience.
You know. Yeah.
Wow.
And the free will piece of it is so big here too, because that was a piece of you said you have to want it, and there was another piece that I forget, but
choose
it. This doesn't want it, even though it does. And that's the lock on it.
That's right.
And that doesn't want it. And neither does the other side. This doesn't want it either.
No. No, because that's really a subset of this. That small dualistic is really the lock on this side. It's just that small dualistic is a way to take a small amount of energy, as you say, a maintenance system. And that's really where the energy is going.
Yeah.
So you wake up in the morning. Yeah. Okay, what is today? Today it's Thursday. Let's see. What do I have today? I'm gonna have goats again. I'm gonna have to kill myself. So I have to eat goats one more day.
You don't have to know it's Thursday for that. And it's also like the miracle of directing attention, because in directing attention, all we're doing is creating the gap. And the gap is all that is.
That's right.
And we don't have to do it.
So if we go back to, so if we're talking about the energy, and if the energy is another word for that light, or pure consciousness, okay, then there is no content.
Right.
There is no conversation, there's no story, there's no karma, there's no ego, there's no anything. Right? And all of that comes into being through these kinds of processes that we can watch.
Yeah.
If we don't believe that the processes are true and real.
Yeah.
So would that be like those processes that you're referring to from the big energy light room? It's like just manifesting this. And so the processes aren't tied to the content, but they're...
Well, what you would do, actually, it depends, right? It depends on how far back you want to go. Okay, so it would be possible to watch the tendency to identify what's unfolding. Because is it? In pure consciousness, is it?
I just got a little glimpse of that timelessness that Kevin Geary talked about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But there has to be somebody there to be having an experience of it unfolding.
Uh-huh.
So we've left pure consciousness to become somebody who's cataloging it.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about that tonight.
Yeah.
but it would be possible with that to not to, again, what trips us up is the idea that I'm going to know, I'm going to understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it mine.
Yeah.
Right? And so without that, in the energy, there is an awareness. Awareness doesn't need somebody to be aware. Right? There's awareness, and then see what gets focused on, what gets chosen, and then is there a tendency to add to that, and to add to that, and then that's, you know, where you're sitting in meditation, and pretty soon you're thinking about grapefruits and have no idea how you got there, right? Well, it was just add on that, you know, the, what do they call it in psychology, the free association, right? And so there it goes, just beep, 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 leapfrogging along, putting all these little random things together that create a person, if you're not paying attention, creates your reality.
Yeah.
And you think that that's the world.
Yeah. So it's
not noticing that it's different a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's like, so there's the boom way of ego weaving its story, and then there's the add-on version of ego. So it's like all these different ways too, at least, that ego then weaves the...
Yes, well, the ego part is the ownership.
By creating it, say that again.
Well, it's when we move into, it's about me. I see that, I understand that, I know that, I get that. It's that.
Uh-huh.
It's that, and that's that, and that means that, and that's the ego part of it. So we can't say, right, we can't say the beans don't cook unless there's an ego there cooking them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we could, but it'd be silly. We know the beans are going to cook, whether there's an ego there to take credit for it or not.
Uh-huh.
That was probably a bad example because somebody had to put it in, but that's an ego.
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking, what's coming up for me is how helpful it becomes to learn to say, that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
So an example I was thinking about, so on the good side, this has happened a lot, that something will arise and there'll be this spontaneous, generous response.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a response. And then what comes in is, I did this. And then what comes in is, oh, you shouldn't be prideful about taking, you know? So there's first level. Somehow I did it. And that's often not even conscious, that shift has happened.
Yes.
Where it becomes conscious is when I get blamed for for taking credit for it.
Yes.
And what I have found incredibly helpful is at some point, get it. That's not me.
Yes. And
otherwise, it just builds and builds.
Yes.
And builds and builds.
Yes. And all that's building is me.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's a huge step to be present enough, of course, to realize that that generosity just dropped in.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it. And most people, of course, never have a clue about that. So then you just feel good because you're such a kind, generous person.
And actually, in my experience, it's a huge relief to reach the point where you get it that it's not you.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. then
yeah.
we just hand it all over. That's the whole Zen thing of no, I wish I could remember those. No blame, no,
oh, yeah.
you know, there's mm-hmm. all of them that rhyme. Mm-hmm. And what it comes down to is if you don't take credit for anything, you don't need to take the blame for anything. If you get it that you're not doing any of it, then.
Yeah.
There really is
a
problem.
And I'm really seeing how if when I stay stuck in the spontaneous generosity happens, then there's the ownership that slips in. That's what I don't catch. But I catch it when I start getting blamed. If I try to get out of that with any sort of engaging at that level,
yes, yeah,
over there.
That's right. Then you're in the little dualistic back and forth where ego really lives.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ken. I've been finding that I've been doing a lot of new things lately, things I have not done before, and that it seems like it's really a good way to bump into the places where I see those things.
Exactly, which is why people don't like to do that.
Right, because you know you get comfortable and you kind of. Are you don't see that you're attached and owning everything, but when you do something
and have an illusion of control,
yeah, but doing something new, then there's the discomfort, and so the tried and true identity kind of things want to come in and do it. Yeah.
Or figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
So you're right up to, because the whole thing, there's the discomfort. Well, what's wrong? Well, what did you do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not, okay. And so that's that point where the karma is being projected out to mm-hmm. figure out the situation. And of course, in a conversation that some of you would have with me on occasion, I did have preface and it went completely out. it's quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quit.
Yeah.
So that's the all roads lead to quit.
Yeah.
Because this is wrong and it's your fault and you can't make it work and it's not going to work and it's too hard.
It's just too hard. Too uncomfortable.
It's hard and uncomfortable and why do it? Life is too short.
Right.
Just quit.
Right. Oh, I forgot. Wait.
It's catching.
Okay, wait. It was important, I think.
See, that's so interesting. How would you know it's important if you don't know what it is?
Because I wanted to say it. It seemed like it was something that...
What I meant was, you had an experience of it being important, and then it went away.
Yeah.
But the first experience that you had was... This is important.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember what it was now, but...
It'll be back.
Yeah.
So the feeling that I have more energy at times and less at other times is a loose, kind of illusory.
Yes.
The energy... It's all story related.
Yes.
So the cycle that seems to happen in this life every day is wake up into a lot of energy and it never says this, but the belief is that it will slowly diminish until sometime during the day when I would just kind of go inert. And that is just all story.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it is. And that, of course, again, why I'm so wound up about recording and listening. Because that's the way to get back to the energy source. And what happens for most people, I don't know about you, but what happens for most people is throughout the day they get talked out of the energy. It's the story about the day. Now, there's
the story that's that I've used.
Yes, yes. There's a finite amount, it's already gone,
and
now what I need to do is
belief about the body's tired.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and the body actually rarely gets tired compared to the mind being tired, and the mind being tired of the body. Yeah, because if we notice, she yawned, if we notice, oftentimes what happens is, so I'm tired. I need to rest. Okay, but this doesn't rest. No, in fact, as soon as the body is resting, then the mind is and what we want to do is reverse that. Okay, so that the body is available to do what the body does. Now, obviously, the body also sleeps and needs to sleep. And people usually don't get enough of that. But to rest, this needs to be not doing its maintenance routine.
So free will is what I'm, okay, so there, let's say there's a big karmic karma going on, and there's a lot of suffering, a lot of emotion, a lot of everything. Click, turn on the recorder. So there's the attention, okay. The attention's on the recorder, there's the energy, body's doing something. Attention wanders. The recorder's still playing, but now the attention goes back to the story, and then, and then something will come on the recorder that grabs the attention back there. And just, watching that happen back and forth.
That's the importance of learning to direct the attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the free will,
you have to want to direct the attention.
Every moment, though. I mean, as there was will, I wanted to direct the attention and turning it on.
Yes.
And then where I got to is, well, I just know my edge now. I know where if I were training a muscle, how many reps I can do.
Oh, I would never know that.
Before I...
That's a very dangerous thing to know.
I can see that. I just got a flash of that, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. who knows that?
Yeah.
And every moment is new.
Yeah.
How can somebody know that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So there's a... Well, then going back to what you just said, then that's the benefit.
Well, it's just like a meditation. It's exactly like a meditation. The mind wanders, we come back. The mind wanders, we come back. If we just say, the mind wanders, and then eventually it'll be back, then that's what we'll get.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's finding that place, that balance of, well, actually, no. The commitment is to be here. So that's the practice. The practice is to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Not, well, that's okay, sometimes. And of course, focusing on the energy rather than, can people get that? Mm-hmm. Focusing on the energy is just key. Mm-hmm. Out of the story, out of anything, just focusing on the energy all the time.
Yeah.
The energy.
It's not personal.
It's precisely. Mm-hmm. And of course, we try to, the ego tries to channel it down into.
When you say focusing on the energy, are you referring to staying focused on the sensations in the body, the where the attention is focused?
What's the field in which the sensations in the body appear?
Hmm. So in the field of awareness, isn't that?
Can you feel the life force vibrating you?
Good question. When you ask, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That'd be a good place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can see the attention is so trained to go just a certain, not only certain thoughts, but certain sensations in the body.
Yes.
Rather than being focused on that vibration of life energy.
Mm-hmm.
So to just see the practice in that,
mm-hmm.
of going to...
Yeah. Yeah, because that going to certain, as we know, mm-hmm. The sensations versus movement, and the sensations around thought about it, emotional reactions, we have a conditioned behavior that goes with it, and that's what you're describing. So, of course, karma has go to that sensation, go to that thought, go to that emotional reaction,
mm-hmm.
and then what's the behavior?
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the vast majority of what goes on, the behavior is the thought pattern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actually doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful to have that distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and so could we call that life force, that energy, awareness? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What? Then mm-hmm. that expansive place. Right?
Yeah.
Not, we can call it space between the thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So it's not an anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're saying that, I had a sense of the difference of, you know, when the attention is focusing on certain sensations, it's really reinforcing an I.
Oh,
you know, I'm
absolutely.
Having like certain sensations in this certain part of my body.
Yeah.
Whereas the other, you know, just on that vibration, it's so boundless.
Yeah.
It just so moves beyond this form.
Yeah.
And so to
mm-hmm.
see that, wow.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah. It was an example of what I'm seeing about doing something new versus being in the comfort zone and
ego's comfort zone,
and that is when I'm doing something new, the ego's comfort zone is to have to plan things and to work things out, so you know. But since it's new, I can't really do that. I don't really know what needs to happen.
And of course, then every moment is new.
Yes. And so when I have been experiencing, when I am allowing myself to trust life and just to be present and to know that whatever is the next step will become apparent at the place when I'm ready to take that step.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the case, and it's just a very exciting, thrilling kind of way of, and it doesn't feel threatening or, you know, like out of control or whatever. It feels very just appropriate.
In control, right? Without any control at all.
Right. Right, it seems like life's in control,
yes.
And I'm just with
yeah.
that.
How could you be more safe?
Yeah, and then what happens is, so then I'm going along like that, and then, you know, my computer, and there's all these emails and things that, oh my God, I got to do that, and that, and oh, what's that to do, you know, and then it starts to get into that place of... like, oh, that's not okay to, you know, just be floating along with life, because, you know, there's that overwhelm that comes up over there. And so I've just been seeing that, if that is allowed to take over, then there's not the ability to be in that place of trusting life.
Well, yes, and it's really interesting that conditioned mind would label that floating along with life.
What would that? What
conditioned mind would call it floating along with life?
What
and
did I say was floating along with life? I missed that. I said that.
So that's how conditioned mind would frame being in the moment.
Oh.
So that being in the moment precludes taking care of a bunch of emails. that, yeah, that we have to shift to conditioned mind in order to take care of business.
Yeah. Well, what the experience is when I get into that arena, then there's things that I have come in and I haven't attended to. But there is the experience of
life can attend to them.
Yeah.
We don't need to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah. Leave the present.
Exactly.
But that's one of the big arguments that conditioned mind uses.
Yeah. So then it would be just, now that's what life is bringing in, and then that allow life to do that in the same way. That's the next step. Here's the email. Write it. Here's the next one. Take care of it. Whatever. Yeah, that's part of my overwhelm is I get so many of these things coming in that I lose track of what's important in there because there's, you know, you save the sign and there's these, yeah, so I'm going to get on there and unsubscribe to everything and delete them every day so I can see what I really need to attend to, but that's another issue. But yeah, I've just been really seeing that life is really exciting and fun.
Yes.
And I've never had that experience before because I've been so locked up in the need to, you know, plan and try to do it right and all that.
Which is not fun.
It is not fun at all.
And the other thing that I think is so fascinating about it when we catch on to it is that there is no detail that is too small for life to be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure life is not interested in any of it in that step-back human way.
Right.
But when we are present to it, it is shocking.
Yeah.
How the details are perfect expressions of that which is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice to think about that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, to know that, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I've just been having an experience this week of something like this, which is feeling the difference between redirecting attention from one part of the karmic story to another part of the karmic story to redirecting the attention to the energy.
Mm-hmm.
The difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that often ego's idea of disidentification is to leave that side of the duality and go to the other side of the duality.
I was noticing a big compulsion to, like you were saying, be see some sort of new nuance in the karmic story every time it came back, you know, and feel a compulsion to really look at that and feel a compulsion to report about that new nuance that was all keeping that spinning. And
yeah,
it's a very helpful arrangement.
Well, and of course we jet at you once. Every karma has its own version, its own way of being so fascinated by its own karma. That way it can sound like I'm judgmental or disrespectful, which certainly never happened. That people will say anything, but prying their karma away from them, don't even try it.
Yes.
Because people want their karma. And I suppose that that's a good thing because you want to work through all the steps, right? And of course, when I say that, it's really not exactly what I mean. Because people doing awareness practice, they really do want to work through each of the steps and have their own experience of it because you want that.
Yeah.
For most people, they just want their karma. And their karma often is, for me, I wish my life worked, and I'm going to make sure it doesn't. Because my story is, for me, I wish my life worked. Or I wish I could be happy, but I can't. Or there's this thing that is wrong, and that's the reason my life doesn't work, and don't anybody try to change it. Which I bet we can all do that.
I was going to say, no, I'm familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what was there before awareness practice, and it's what would like to be there during awareness practice.
Yes, with some sort of awareness practice disguise.
Yes.
Like the compulsively looking at the coma.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say I saw the possibility, but I can feel that I'm in control, I'm doing well, I'm doing it right now, kind of thing going on. But what I saw was the possibility of just not doing the compulsive thing.
Yes, and that's what it comes down to. That is what we have to do.
Yeah.
As soon as we see it, we have to stop.
Yes, because that reminds me of something that you said in group a couple of weeks ago, that anything that is a compulsion like that is karma.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like then sensing out that feels like a compulsion. Okay, I don't need to go into the compulsion to report on that or look at it.
Right.
I can...
Yes, I don't need to understand. It's like the arrow in the guide, right? We don't need to understand where that compulsion... And when it got in the house, and all the times that it's and the other and the compulsion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was the possibility that I saw. And then the
in fact, excuse me just a moment, Rochelle.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean that was so beautiful.
It was.
Right? It's just okay, I've done that. Not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I
had that conversation, done with it.
I thought of that today when that choice was made. I just thought, I'm doing a Rochelle.
Right, yeah, I'm doing a Rochelle.
It was such an inspiration, yeah. And so when I'd seen that compulsion, that whole kind of sequence of compulsions, the guidance was, well, just give a simple report on what you're enjoying at the moment, where your feet are, what you can taste and see. And the experience of doing that has been redirecting attention to the energy.
Yes. Yes. And the energy is there. And the fun part about that is it's right there.
Yes.
Right? Because it's getting ready to go with the compulsion.
Yeah.
That's that habit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you claim it, there it is. Uh-huh. Available for you.
That's exactly the experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's truly, truly amazing. And then, there's that assignment. But the experience is that what's being practiced then all through the day. So as I'm going along, there's the, what are you enjoying in this moment? And then finding that experience of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what
you look to actually to answer that question. What are you enjoying right now? We're looking to the energy.
Yes.
What will follow very quickly is an answer in conditioned mind.
Right.
But that answer in conditioned mind came from the energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very
amazing. Thank you.
I think it is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel much more solid now for a vlog. I think this needs to be a vlog. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.